Hello from Hamilton, Ontario, and welcome to ASCII's podcast show, Can We Talk? Conversations in the Early Years. In this episode, a conversation with Karen Davis on the Student of Today, you will hear ASCII's Liz Soyka chat with Karen Davis about the College Student of Today and Mohawk College's Early Childhood Education programs. Karen Davis is the Early Childhood Education Academic and Practicum Program Coordinator at Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Karen is a passionate, enthusiastic, innovative, and accomplished educator and leader. She is student-focused and community-committed. Her collaborative style and diverse career experience creates a dynamic environment of inclusion, connection, and growth. As an energetic, enthusiastic, and entertaining speaker, Karen turns learning into laughs. We are so delighted to have Karen sit and chat with us for this podcast and hopefully a few more in the future. We hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a podcast that I'm excited to be part of. I'm Liz Soyka. I'm the Manager of Professional Learning and Resources at ASCII, or Affiliated Services for Children and Youth. And it is my pleasure to be chatting today with Karen Davis, a colleague and friend. And you all know Karen in our community from Mohawk College. She probably taught you child development, quite likely, and is such an advocate for the early years in our system. So hi, Karen. Welcome.
Nice to see you. And hello, all my ASCII friends and everyone listening. So very excited to be here. Thank you for asking me, Liz.
We're really happy to have you. Karen did a great presentation for our supervisors professional learning community on the student of today. And it was so well received and such an important message because, you know, for those of us that have been around a while, a student, when I was a student in ECE many, many moons ago, or when I was teaching at the college, is very different than the student that I think Karen is seeing in the classroom and her colleagues, as well as the students you're seeing on field placement if you have students in your centers. So I thought we would dive into some of the highlights from that presentation and talk a little bit about the student of today. And it was just, I think we could have had you talk for 2 or 3 hours because, you know, it just generated so much conversation at the tables. And, you know, I think it is a bit of an eye opener when we hear.
It was a great way to sort of start talking about the students and what they're facing and the challenges. And I do have to say, Liz, this is very surreal. So this is a little, did you know that I'm sitting here talking with Liz Soyka, who was my professor in the early childhood education program? And here we are talking about, you know, the student of today. Full circle, Liz.
Right? Full circle. I was thinking about our journey, right? And how lucky I've been to have known you through, like, Karen was a student in the ECE program. Then she worked in the lab school in the Brantford ECE program. And then, you know, then Karen actually taught my daughter. So we even go even more full circle, and we've continued to be great colleagues and friends. And I would say collegial mentors, you know, that we tap into each other. And I'm so appreciative of our relationship. So let's talk about when, you know, somebody says, well, tell me about the ECE student of today. Who are they? And, you know, what do they look like? What is that? When somebody asks you that, Karen, what do you say? Like, who are they?
I get excited because I get to be with the student of today every day of my career. So that's the first thing. And when I think of it, Liz, even when I think of the big picture of the student of today, if we sort of start globally before we kind of speak specifically about the ECE student of today, I think that it's very diverse. They're very diverse. It's really reflective of the world we live in today, which is so very cool. I think we're all interconnected, interdependent on each other. And I think the student of today is complex, dare I say. And it was interesting. The other thing too, that when I think about the student of today that people may not know, is the Canadian Census 2021 informed us that about 19% of students in colleges are coming, this is Canada-wide, are coming with prior education. Ontario, it's about 26%.
Wow.
So I think that's also something that might be a little bit different in our college classroom than we've had previously. So that's kind of what the student of today looks like. When I think about early childhood education students, they are dedicated. They're passionate. They're certainly the things that we want to see in an early childhood educator. I also think they're very challenged, multifaceted, which is really just a fancy way to say complex. I also see them as being so very flexible. When we think about Liz, all that they're juggling. And, you know, certainly, and, you know, we'll probably talk a little bit more about this. Certainly, we've always had to juggle lots in our life. The world is a different place. I don't think anyone would argue that when we think about where we've been, even in the last 5 to 10 years. So the early child education students are certainly very flexible with all they're managing. And we have students that come right from high school, right through to what we call mature students, who some are returning for second careers, which is really cool. They're wanting to try to change a career and be part of the early childhood education field. And then I think the other thing that's important to note is we have seen a huge increase in our international students,
right,
which has been a real cool, exciting thing that's happening in our classroom with our domestic students. So just
that,
to give you,
Karen, what does
sorry,
that
go ahead.
Look like in terms of numbers? Like if you looked at your class, what do we know about the international student percentage when you look into your child development classroom? How many students, you know, on a percentage would you say are international students now?
Well, yes. And this is the first time we've seen. So just to give a bit of context, Mohawk College for fall intake, we welcomed about 32,000 students at Mohawk College. In early childhood education across our various pathways, we were between about 500 and 600 we're sitting at today, 500, 600 students, around 50-50. So 50% are domestic students, 50% are international. And again, no one out there, please hold me to the numbers, but this is certainly the trend that we are seeing. And that is a huge increase for us. Absolutely. And I would also, just on that note, Liz, I would probably be remiss not to mention and bring up what is happening in the world and the Canadian
yes.
government. I'm sure folks have heard in the news that they have put a cap on international students. So we're not sure yet at Mohawk College what that's going to look like, the impact it's going to have. It certainly will impact our international population. When I look about early childhood education, we have very healthy numbers returning for second year. We have semester two that will be running through the spring, summer. And then for the first time ever, lots of firsts on this podcast, Liz. We are happy.
News.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Flashing lights. We're having a May intake, which is predominantly international students as well. So it's not sure what it's going to look like, but that's kind of what we're sitting with, you know, as you and I are chatting today.
Yeah. What are the challenges in particular for an international student?
So, you know what? I think they absolutely are challenged. And I don't think that I would, I certainly, you know, not trying to speak for all of them, because all of their journeys are very different, of course. But what I can share, certainly from what I observed and what students have been kind enough to share with me, is even when I think about before they arrive in Canada, many students are struggling with getting here on time for a variety of reasons, right? For travel reasons, for obtaining their visa, their student visa. So they're coming to, you know, a brand new place, right? New country, new culture, and coming into post-secondary education, and they're coming in late. Maybe the semester's already started a week or two or up to 3 weeks. So you can imagine, domestic, international, doesn't matter. You're already starting feeling like you're kind of a little bit behind. So that's very stressful on them. Housing, of course, and again, we've certainly heard this through our news media, housing. We're in a housing crisis, and that's definitely impacting our international students. They're away from their family, friends, just a big, huge culture shift. And I do have to say the one great thing, because our international population, student population has grown, so has our international department at Mohawk College. And I would like to give a shout out to them. They have done such a wonderful job putting supports in place and helping the international students with a smooth transition, right? So that's really made a big difference. But I can't imagine, Liz, can you, showing up into a country that you've never been at, and many of them are coming on their own.
Right. That must be so stressful. And when you said about getting there late, I was thinking, oh, getting late to class. No, you're talking about getting late to the country, literally.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, airplanes and trains and automobile, all of that stuff. And then I think for me, not having that support of your family and having to find your community to support you when you do arrive somewhere. It's like when we talk about well-being and the sense of belonging with children, it's the same thing with these students and with any student, you know, domestic or international, of course, but to come in and have no one must be incredibly challenging and difficult. And then there's the, you know, we have our domestic students too, you know, our kids that are Canadian born and they're here and they're from around the block or, you know, within the province and they're coming to any college in the province. What are their challenges? Are they different from they were even 10 years ago?
Oh, yes. I absolutely think they're different from 10 years ago. You know what? And Liz, let's be honest, different from 5 years ago,
yeah.
right?
Oh, COVID,
and,
right?
Yeah. Oh, right. And that's the thing. And, you know, I recognize that so many people, oh, it's COVID, we're done. Let's not dwell on it. We have to move on. Absolutely. And I agree 100% with that. But I also agree with, we need to acknowledge the impact that it's had. And I can chat a little bit further about that, but it's definitely had an impact on the world. So international, domestic students alike. But I think I love that question about what are the challenges for domestic students, because I would say ditto to, you know, what we chatted about with the challenges for international students. Absolutely. They're dealing with many of the same challenges. And I think the big thing is that balancing at all. There, we have a very high percentage, and I wouldn't even be able to guess, but it's more than 50% of our full-time students are working full-time jobs.
Unbelievable.
So they're right. They're managing full-time school, full-time jobs, work, family, finances. So that's a huge challenge for everyone. And you know what, Liz, I think the other thing too, is we can probably all agree, life is just a little bit more challenging all over in every way we look. You know, I think about grocery shopping, right? The prices of everything, traffic, getting around. I've talked with so many folks and we're all kind of noticing that everything seems just a little bit more challenging. And being a student of today is no different. I mean, I guess, you know, some things are easier when I, you know, thank you, Amazon, turning the TV. I don't have to get up and change the channel. I can do everything from my phone now. So, but definitely life is a bit busier. Do you agree, Liz?
Well, I do. And I think about the student, when you said family, you know, families are so complex now. They could have their own little family. They could have kids of their own and be working and be at school, I imagine. They could also be supporting, you know, as a young 19-year-old, still need to provide financial support perhaps for the family that they live with, their mom, their dad, their grandparents. So I do think it's very complicated. And to balance all of that, and then, you know, on top of the academic work going out on placement, and having to be responsible for that must be incredibly challenging for them as well. So yeah, I can imagine. And then there's COVID and just how different life has been in general, never mind for a student in a college program with, you know, really high expectations for them.
Well, you're absolutely right. Another study that came out, and it was from the Study Canadian Alliance of Student Association, a study put out, and it noted that even though life has gone back to the pre pandemic seen, the lingering, the impact, the negative impacts still are lingering. They're still around. And students in this study, and the study was done 21-22. And, you know, again, most people, oh, well, 2021, of course, that was still part of COVID. But again, yes, it was, but the impact is still there. And students, the stats were staggering, Liz. 3 out of 4 students reported negative mental health experiences during their study in a college. That's incredibly upsetting and so hard to manage for our students. And what we also know is we don't have the resources to keep up with that. And that is also such a huge challenge. And the study indicated that younger students, students living with lower income, students identifying as the 2SLGBTQ+, or if they had a pre-existing mental health, they were at a greater risk. Right. So they're already coming with challenges, and as you're saying, and then having the academic expectations, being on placement, and even just things that we might take for granted. When there was the recent bus strike in Hamilton, right. There was many students, but I had one student who walked one way an hour and a half to get to class.
Wow.
Right. So just
what a
those
dedicated student.
Oh, my, right. Like I right. thought, oh my gosh, I need a Tim's Hortons
right?
coffee and donut for you or something.
Yeah.
But just a little snippet right into what they're dealing with.
Yeah, that's a really good example. Even transportation, when you think about that, when you're talking about that student walking, how are they getting to school? Right. But I wonder too, I've often wondered about those that were in COVID. They would have been high school students, and then they entered college for you. Even interpersonal relationships amongst each other and the ability to face-to-face, you know, doing group work was always, as a student, it can be challenging for some on the best of days, right? But having had so little ability to interact live and in person for a couple of years and then be put into a position where this job in ECE is all about relationships and people. Wow, what an extra layer of learning.
Absolutely. And we, I know I've shared this with you, Liz, when COVID first happened, or the pandemic, the lockdown, I really struggled to be teaching online, right? I still want to write a book that's called I'm Way Better Live. And it was really challenging, and equally, if not more so, for the students and many learners, that wasn't the way that they wanted to learn. So now we are seeing that the upswing to that. We are seeing students coming back saying, yeah, I took some time off. I didn't want to be completely virtual or learning online. So now we're in the classroom. And having said that, most of our classes, of course, are in person. We have our students, which is great, right in the classroom with us. But because of the shift, we still are offering some online teaching and classes, because that's where we've moved to, right? Our world is not the same that it was before 2020. There's no question. It's just finding that balance, and our students finding that balance.
Absolutely. So what can we do as mentors and allies for students to support them if we have them on placement, if we're lucky enough to have that experience with them as a professional? What can we do? Any tips or tricks for those of us working with our ECE students?
Yes, wonderful question. I think first and foremost, you know, Liz, and I say this every chance I get, we are so blessed in the Hamilton community, and we could not do this program. Mohawk College Early Childhood Education Program would not exist without the strength of our partnerships and all the folks that mentor, take on our students for placement. We are so grateful, and we're partners in this. You know, we do the academic piece and sort of give them, lay the landscape of what they're going to see out there and what to expect. And then they go out on placement with our fabulous mentors and our partners who welcome them. And I think that's the first thing. So when you said, what can mentors do? Welcome them into your home. if you will, right? Where your children are, where you're modeling, where you're learning, where you're educating, caring for children, welcome them into that. And we see that happening all the time. And it looks very different, right? For different students and places, but welcoming them in. I think compassion and patience is key, just about some of the things that we've chatted with, that some of the challenges that our students are facing. And I think looking at it as, just as you said, Liz, like it's such a privilege to be part of shaping future ECEs. Oh my gosh, like how lucky are we? And embracing their new ideas and knowledge, right? They're fresh, they're coming in a different perspective. We can think of all kinds of examples where we have someone who is new to a situation and they look at things a little bit different, and you think, oh my goodness, I've been looking at this problem for, you know, however long and never looked at it from that angle or thought about that. I think embracing their new ideas. I also think as a mentor, you would want to be the mentor and show the students what you want to see in an early childhood educator. This is your opportunity, right? To model what it is that we want to see, finding their strengths. Everyone comes with strengths. So what is, you know, the student that you're having on placement, what is their strength? How can I motivate them? And I think the other thing too, Liz, quite frankly, is listening to this podcast, or, you know, be right, like educating ourselves on what we can do to better support the future ECEs. As, you know, Maya Angelou says, when we know better, we do better. So educating ourselves, having the knowledge, is going to help us be the best mentors that we can be. And I think lastly, Liz, I will also put a plug in, please ask us, Mohawk College ECE program, for help. We absolutely, and we have been doing this, we will come out and do a session with your team and or have a discussion or come and meet one-on-one, whatever works for you. We're here to do that because, again, we're so appreciative for what our partners are doing in mentoring our students. We want to support however we can. So I'll just throw out the email. It's earlychildhoodeducation@mohawkcollege.ca. Please email us and we will gladly come out and work with the mentors who are working with us.
I love that. And I love the opportunity to co-learn alongside a student and to embrace the new ideas, to continue to grow and learn. I think that being a lifelong learner is a gift of early childhood education. There's always something new to learn. And I'm thinking of another, I love the Maya Angelou quote that you used. And I think of, you know, be the mentor that you needed, right? When you were a student, like, remember back, we've all been there. What was it like on your placements? What worked for you? What didn't? What would you have appreciated? And think about those things as you welcome them in. Sit and have a coffee with them on your break, you know, like have those moments where you just chat with each other and find out about them just the way that you would about your kids, right? The children in your program.
Well, you know what, Liz, this just made me think, because you've asked me this question again. You and I were fortunate enough to have all kinds of discussions about everything. And it was around when I did this presentation on the student of today. And you said, what do we know and what do we not know?
Yeah.
Which I think is such a, because, you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? Whoever coined that phrase,
right?
Brilliant. Because it just kind of says it all, doesn't it? But I think I just wanted to, you know, I was thinking about that and I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit. I think unless we are a current student, we do not know what it's like to be a student of today. Right. We've already sort of chatted about some of the challenges and things that they're dealing with. Even as I'm here sharing and, you know, based on my observations, my research, and again, the kind students that have shared their journey with me, I don't know what it's like to be a student of today. But what we do know, we all know what it's like to be new. To be scared, to be in a new environment and learning something for the first time, right? We can all, just as you were talking about, Liz, and that's what made me think of it. We remember what it's like to be the first time you're on placement or with children. And I even think once I got my first full-time job, as you said, at the lab school at Mohawk College, and I remember I showed up for my first shift and my room partner, you know, had been there since 7:30, and she said, okay, I'm going on break. And I'm like, whoa, 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 you can't leave me alone with these children. And then I thought, oh yes, wait a second, you can. That's actually my job now. So we can remember back to that. So we don't know what it's like to be a student of today, but we certainly know what it was like to be a student. And I always say, you know, I was a student of yesteryear, but we can remember that. I don't think the other thing that I don't think that we necessarily are, pardon me, let me start that again. Another thing that we do know is how much we need early childhood educators in our community. The value of the field, you know, you think of the recent campaign by the city of Hamilton promoting the role of early childhood educators. So we all know that, right? We know that we need them and we know that we value them. But what we may not know is we need to meet students where they are and not where we are. And that's not as easy as we might think, right? So our first job is to find out where they are. And I'm not talking location, of course. I'm meaning in their learning journey. So we need to meet them where they are and embrace their academic journey, their practical placement journey. And I think we also, what we may not know about the students, and you and I, again, we've talked about this. Boy, Liz, we talk a lot. I think I should just move into your house.
You are welcome anytime.
These are students that are living in an artificial intelligence world.
Yes.
You know, that's everywhere now. You pick up the phone and I'm always like, am I talking to a real person or not? And I'm actually presenting at the Supervisors Professional Learning Community to talk about artificial intelligence because, and you said this, Liz, we're in an artificial intelligence world. Students are using it and there's many great positive gains to AI, but AI cannot teach compassion,
right?
Empathy, relationship building, and that's the foundation of being an early childhood educator. Yeah. So, you know, that's again something that folks may not know around the student of today. And another cool statistic is that 90% of our international students, so students that come to Canada to be formally educated, are in the college system. 90%.
Wow.
So the college, so we're, you know, we're doing a phenomenal job and it, but it's also so important to continue to learn and listen to our students around what they need so we can best support them.
And it's, you know, we talk recruitment and retention and we all know how desperately we need more early childhood education graduates in our programs. So I think that when they're on placement as well as in the classroom, that sense of, do I belong in this field? Am I part of this? Is this a profession that I'm comfortable in? Do we welcome them in? Because I always used to think, oh my gosh, this could be my colleague someday. You know, the students that I'm working with could end up being my colleague. So, you know, let's think about that. You talked about the support that you could give students from the college, that you could give educators who are mentoring students. I know that you have an incredible team that support those in field placement. Are there other supports that the college or the department could provide to students or to our mentors?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, right. I come from a place of yes.
Yes,
Davis,
I like
absolutely.
It.
And it, I was laughing, Liz, when you were saying, you know, when you think about students, they could one day become your colleague. And I was going to say, yes, or they all of a sudden grow up and they become Karen Davis. And
look at,
right?
Look at you, right?
I mean, example, I was
Who
your
knew?
Student. Here we sit as colleagues. And I also liked your point, Liz, about the family. And that's really what I think about our early childhood education community. We are one big family. I'm the fun aunt at the party on
you
the
are.
Table. But we are a family, and we work tirelessly to make our students feel that sense of family. So I thought that was a great point. When I think about supports at the college, numerous, so I'll just highlight a few. I think, as we talked about, our international department has just been so instrumental in supporting our international students. And, you know, just to give you an example, Liz, of some of the things they do, we have students that would come who have never experienced a Canadian winter. Now, this winter, not a good example of a Canadian, right? They're probably thinking, what are all these Canadians complaining about? But they've never, you know, seen snow, had the cold temperatures. So our international department will do something as what we might think is simple, but provide winter coats and winter boots and warm clothing for them, right?
Fantastic.
That is so crucial for them to have that sense of belonging. And this is what all the Canadians wear, our toques and our mitts and that sort of thing. Yeah. Exactly. And then, of course, when I think about, you know, more broadly at the college, we have our Mohawk Student Association and everything from there. There's emergency funds there. We have food banks, all kinds of things to support our students, as well as fun, really cool activities. Of course, we have a very robust athletic department with teams. So, you know, for students that are wanting that as their stress outlet, absolutely, that's a support for them. Of course, we have accessible learning for all of our students to support in their academic journey. We have support through our alumni, right? So I'm a proud alumni of Mohawk College, and they offer career training, and that goes on. Once you're part of Mohawk, you are part of the Mohawk family. There we go about family again. We have health services right on site, and that's been a huge help to our international students for getting all of their requirements to go out on placement, right? And to be working with children. So that's now on site, which is a huge support. Our Indigenous services is available for students as well. And I think the other thing too, Liz, when I think about meeting the needs of students and what we're doing, the early child education program, and I'm going to give us a little plug here, but I think we've done a really good job in offering the multiple pathways for students to obtain their ECE diploma. So, of course, we have our full-time day program. We have a fast-track program if folks want to, you know, go a little bit quicker and go through the summer, an intensive program that's open to students with a prior degree or diploma that's related to early childhood education, our apprenticeship, our on-the-job training program. Of course, we offer part-time through continuing education. We also have our collaborative degree diploma program with McMaster and the human behavior, which has been a huge benefit and success for us. And most recently, of course, we have the newcomer bundle that we're working on in partnership with the city of Hamilton. And this is open to internationally trained folks that are requiring anywhere from 2 to 4 courses to obtain their equivalency through the College of ECE. So we're just working on putting that together. So that's very exciting. And of course, we have the ASCII Resource Hub right on campus for our students, which has been a huge benefit, because when we talk about the barriers of traveling and financial barriers, we have the ASCII Resource Library open for our students and it's right next door to our Living Lab classroom. They come right next door and can take out all of the materials, meet with the ASCII folks, you know, to have discussions for support. I think that's been a huge plus for us. And lastly, Liz, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
It's such a great partnership. We're so delighted. Yes. And you know, to finally be right next door to the Living Lab. 30 years of being, you know, we've been with you for a long time, but in different locations in the college. So it's so nice to see the activity level increasing, because yes, I'm sure proximity is making a huge difference.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, the only plus, we certainly got our steps in.
Right? This is true.
To. And then darn it all, if you forgot something way over in the ASCII Resource Hub, you know, it's literally a 15-minute walk back. So that, you know, that's a huge support. And then I think finally, the big thing that we've done really well in the early child education program, my colleagues, faculty, and our field placement specialists, is we've educated ourselves. So we're finding out what our students need, and then we're educating ourselves. Because again, you don't know what you don't know. So just recently, you know, we've been trained in mental health first aid, because as you and I've talked about, we're seeing that students need that as a support. IDI, which is the Intercultural Diversity Inventory, which looks at building cultural competency. So our whole team took part in that. And as well, we've had education on AI, artificial intelligence, and how we can, because we're not getting away from it. Mm-hmm. So how can we incorporate that in a positive way? So I think that's, we're learning, right? Which is the best part of this job and being a mentor. We're learning right along with our students. How blessed, right? We teach, we learn. And you know this, Liz, and that's the best part. And I think just to build on that, when I think about how we can support mentors, again, please, please, please reach out to us at that early childhood education at mohawkcollege.ca. We want to support and we want to hear from you and all of your creative ideas. So absolutely, we will be more than happy to support you.
This is awesome. Karen, you and I could continue to talk for another hour or two or more over coffee or drinks, whatever.
Caesars.
Right? Caesars for you, for sure. So it's just been such a pleasure to have the opportunity to explore this a little bit further. There's a lot of learning to do for all of us. I'm really looking forward to hearing you speak at the next SPLC about the AI. It frightens me, quite frankly, although it is exciting. There are some frightening components. So thank you so much, Karen Davis. It's been a pleasure to chat with you today. And I look forward to the next podcast we do together, because I'm sure there will be more. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a great
day. Thank you. Yes, you too. Thanks, Liz. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks to the listeners. Bye-bye.